Gold Star Spouses Day is observed every year on April 5th. The event included a recognition ceremony at the Simbach Chapel, as well as a bench dedication directly across from the chapel. The ceremony was an opportunity for communities to come together in support of the spouses and to hold sacred the memory of their fallen heroes. The day may be dedicated to Gold Star spouses, but this day is just one part of a broader reminder of survivors we honor year-round, with Gold Star Mothers and Families Day on the last day of September. U.S. Army Colonel Tracy Michael, commander of the 68th Theater Medical Command, explains the meaning behind the dedication.
There are four kinds of child abuse: physical, emotional, sexual, and neglect, with the most common of those being neglect. Latrice Titus from the Family Advocacy Program explains the importance of the observance. Titus also said if you suspect child abuse is occurring, to not attempt to investigate yourself and turn over any evidence to the military police.
Gold Star Spouses and Child Abuse Prevention Month, this is your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Norman Enriquez. On April 5th, the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls honored surviving spouses of fallen service members with a recognition and dedication ceremony on Simbach Caserne. With more on the story, here is U.S. Army Sergeant Brayton Daniel. Moving on to Child Abuse Prevention Month, the Family Advocacy Program recently came into the studio to help educate people on the signs and symptoms of child abuse. Here is U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Ryan Grossklag with more. That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Norman Enriquez.